하지만
with my mouth this, this the only time I'm freestyling. Just if I violence is police profiling, and my whip is a immigrant. Future I'm in a fast crib, looking for the past. See the bullshit through my cataracts. Had to resurrect like a Lazarus. This is the game like a quarterback. 4, 5, 6, young Naomi Campbell's. I'm in my habitat, heart attack. Every time these niggas try to fuck with Jeff, what you like at that? I used to dirt niggas, do all my name for their grave. A green reaper, heat seeker, killing rappers with his pure ether. Niggas still throwing stones, I just put that on my necklace. Infectious, the flow sicker than a Make-A-Wish kid. It's wicked, can't tell the difference between a rapper with some bitches. It's just the limit on my Mars with my riches. Ain't a bird or a plane, just the fly shit you witness. Luna Hay, the new age religion.
Why
you hate on me, nigga?
Show love, nigga. It don't show nothing. It don't cost nothing to show a nigga love.
Are we
done with this game,
man? Show a nigga some love, nigga.
Where would we at?
It's a black and white world. Niggas still aiming at the rainbows. Robbing leprechauns, outrageous. We smoking on their four-leaf clovers. Then we take the pie full of gold. So all my soldiers can rock a gold chain like Chief Keith Sosa. Next refrigerator like Nova Scotia. Got no patience. The sky is the limit. And I'm shooting for the stars in the constellation. Ain't no debate who the fuck the greatest. Whoever got the crown, I'ma confiscate it. A sea full of rappers, I evaporate them. Place them on this deathbed and terminate them. It's the loner, ain't niggas in the ink straight venom. Please, steady rapping like I got the X gene. I'm at your neck like collars, so diabolic. Treat your wedding apples just like evil. Pure evil, so regal. I'm at the top watching y'all, man. I'm so ego, who equal? Say my name Bryce, you gon' meet the reaper. I eat the fuck you and fuck you.
And we're back. For those of you just tuning in, this is Melody, and I'm here with my good friend Donya. We this morning were hopping around all over the place. So we actually, both of us work for the city of Burnaby, at, amongst other places, but we do work at the Burnaby Village Museum.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do, which is considered a tourism location. And right now, usually in the month of May, actually, I think every year they do this, there's a tourism challenge for all employees of a bunch of like different tourism sites. So the challenge includes a free admission to a bunch of other like tourism locations around the Lower Mainland, and you go to those locations, explore the attraction, and then get some stamps, and then it's possible to win one of many prizes at the end once you submit your little tourism passport. So today we went to Surrey and Langley and went through a whole bunch of different places in order to get some stamps.
Yeah, no, it was super fun, and basically, first we started off in Langley, and what we were doing is we were in her car, and we were driving around to different locations, once, which I think was a horse ranch.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
There was a sign that said, like, horse walk, or horse crossing, and then it was maybe not fully open, because there wasn't many people there, but there was a bunch of signs of equestrians, and it was super fun and cool, and then we took photos there, and then we drove off to, I believe, what is a winery mixed with a market? I could be wrong, Sasha Farm, but it was closed. We just took photos of the sign, then we drove down to this little kind of market shop that sold very good turkey, apparently. Did not try it. Seemed to be good.
It smelled like Thanksgiving when we went into that store.
So yeah. And yeah, it was super fun. And then we drove down, or drove up, technically, to Surrey. I don't know, Rose. I don't know, guys. and we went to this Museum of Surrey and got a bunch of stamps. It was super fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah. I'm feeling a little bit exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
When, I know we've been talking about Mexico a lot, but when we were in Mexico, we were waking up very early, like, for I don't know what reason, but, like, the three of us, me, Doña, and our other friend who was with us, were waking up at, like, 7 every morning. And since we've gotten back, I've continued this trend. So, including this morning, I woke up at, like, I think 8. I, like, woke up at 7 and then forced myself to sleep another hour. But yeah, that's made for exhaustion, like, after 2 p.m. every day for me.
Absolutely. So, yes. Guys, need a nap every time at 2 p.m. Anytime it's 2 p.m., I got work in 2 hours, take a quick power nap. Still tired afterwards, but whatever helps.
I know. And, like, I don't do naps very often because, like, naps make me so disoriented. Mm-hmm. I just, like, feel like I woke up, like, in a new universe.
Oh, so true. You know, you guys, yeah. You know when you wake up and you have marks all over your arms and stuff?
And, like, you know it was a good sleep.
You know it was a good sleep. But you wake up and you're like, has it been 2 hours? Has it been 10 years?
Yeah, yeah.
Where am I?
That's why I don't like naps.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, that's why, if you guys have been listening for this whole hour, there was, like, a little bit of silence. We were a little bit rushed today. Very much rushed, very much, what is the word? Like, flabbergasted.
Oh yeah, running our way down.
Running everywhere, running around
the
city.
Gotta be completely honest, guys. Blame the parking. Blame how busy it is today. It's a busy day at SFU today.
It's a busy day everywhere, low-key.
Low-key, everyone's going places, gotta get stuff done.
Yeah, but yeah, this whole, like, tourism thing has made me realize how cool our cities are, really are, how cool the Lower Mainland is. But yeah, like, definitely if you have the chance, go explore, like, the depths of the Surrey area. We were in Cloverdale today.
So beautiful.
So beautiful. And Langley as well, such a beautiful area. Like, I really love going to Fort Langley. We went there today as well. It's such a cute little town. But yeah, and, like, other places we've gone to, downtown Vancouver a little bit as well, and, like, that's a place that I'm more familiar with and I've gone to a lot more often, but it is really fun to go and explore as a Burnaby kid. Both of us, I think, grew up in Burnaby, so, mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely nice to get out into the Lower Mainland and explore all the different cool things that Vancouver has to offer, especially in our nice sunny, weather that we have. Mm-hmm.
Might be really hot, guys, but take the chance to get it because it's gonna rain soon.
Yes, I was looking at the weather recently, actually, and it looks like it's gonna rain starting Sunday.
Back home, guys.
Back home. Yeah, and so our next song that I'll be playing for you guys is Feral Canadian Scaredy Cat by Young Friend.
Woo!
I leave all the lights on when I'm by myself. I tell all my friends that I don't need their help. When I call, my mom say that I'm doing well. I don't know if I'm lying, 'cause it's hard to tell. Wanna drive down the west coast and never look back, but keep all my friends and the life that we had. It's not fair that I don't share all the things that I've been hiding. Just a feral Canadian scaredy cat. Cause I'm just a feral Canadian scaredy cat. Hiding, 'cause I'm just a fan.
Fuck.
Shaky, say it's all right. You're driving right over. Don't got that many more mild nights. It's already October.
That last song was October by Silo. We are back. If you're tuning in, this is CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station at the beautiful Burnaby SFU campus. I am back. My name is Melody, and I'm here with Donya.
Hi.
And what would you like to say to the listeners?
Well, I'm hoping everyone's having a good Tuesday. Everybody who has classes, keep it up. Hope you're doing well. I know, I think summer term just started, right?
I think recently, like 2 weeks ago.
So I hope you guys are going to have a good summer term. I currently am off of school, so...
Me too. I'm not doing classes this semester. I did actually, like, coming up here today, this is the first time I've come up here since, like, April. And it's busy. It's busier than I was expecting. Because this last semester, I was actually doing a co-op. And my co-op happened to be here at SFU with the School of Communication, which is the program I am doing my major. And coming up here for work after, like, finals were done after mid-April, it was so nice and empty on the SFU campus and so chill and so quiet. And then it's kind of, like, sad to be back up here when it's busy again. But, yeah, I'm excited to give you a tour, Donya.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go on a little quick tour of SFU, guys. I don't know if you guys could tell. I do not go here. I go to Emily Carr University of Art and Design.
Yes.
I'm a film major. So this is a really fun like little change up, because our school is really nice and colorful, but it is much smaller than the SFU campus. This, you guys are, your guys' school, huge. It's massive. It's so big. Yeah. It looks so cool. There's so many things around, so many things to do and see, and I'm very excited to see what you guys have around.
Yeah, our campus is actually pretty cool, and like I think it's nice to be up here in the summer too, because it does get like such nice views, and when it's sunny, like you can walk around. But I believe, from what I've been told, I like never come up here in the summer, but I've been told it gets way hotter because we're closer to the sun.
I don't like that.
But yeah, there are like so many cool things to explore, and like walking around university like street is very cute as well. We'll go stop by there later. Yeah. But yeah, I hope those of you who are doing classes are doing okay. I wanted to take classes this semester, but I was like, you know what? We're gonna use the summer to chill. I am in my third year, so this will be, I guess, like one of the last summers that I get to like relax.
Oh my god!
I know you're in your second.
I'm going to my third year.
Going to your third year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take these opportunities to relax and go on vacation, as we have been like mentioning so many times.
Please, guys.
That we went to Mexico, and I'll be going to LA pretty soon as well.
LA, so yeah, baby, gonna go down.
Yes, Hollywood gonna girl. Go down. Yeah, do all those vacations. And honestly, LA is like such a good place to go to too, because it's like very close.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, our flight tickets were not very expensive.
What a steal.
Steal and deal.
Yeah.
With that being said, let's move on to our next song. This is called Fancy Ghetto by Alexander Desilets.
Fancy Ghetto by Alexandre Desilets.
It's so amazing having a French speaker in the room with me here today. Yeah, here we go.
Quasi mon dos, défends sa reine, mais n'est pas.
Once again, that was Fancy Gâteau. And we are back with my friend Donya, and my name is Melody. Before we end off the show, Donya mentioned earlier how she goes to Emily Carr University, and she's studying film. I did happen to go and help her on the set of one of her most recent films.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to talk a little bit about what your film was all about?
Sure. Okay, so for our final project of the semester, all of us got to make a 3 to 10 minute film, short film, comedy, drama based, whatever you want to do with it. My film was about somebody being able to find a moment to actually express how they feel, how someone else has made them feel, but not actually seeing it in real life. This like surrealistic, with a bunch of animations and fun sounds and imagery and dialogue, and our main actor Marissa Shadman did incredible, and it was a super fun experience, and I got Melody to be on set and did a bunch of the sounds for me, and it was amazing and I loved it.
It was so much fun. It is very cool, like being in the in-person world of like doing the sorts of films and like helping out on this sort of stuff, because I feel like I've done editing before and I've done like sound stuff before, but that's sort of like all like behind the scenes and like by yourself. But I was like around other people.
She was involved. She was basically a second camera assistant because she was the one doing the slate.
The slate was so fun to do. It's the thing that like they're like
the clapboard that allows editors to sync audio and visuals together, very important. So she had one of the most important jobs on set.
Oh my gosh.
I would not have been able to edit if it wasn't for her. So
thank you so much.
Very well done.
Yeah,
well,
it was like so much fun to be a part of. And your show or your movie was called?
The movie is called All For You, and you can find it on YouTube.
Yes, shameless plug.
Yeah, if how you find my YouTube channel, you can go on my Instagram. That is Donya_MAPhoto, and it's on the link in the bio. So if you are interested, please go watch it. Yeah,
go watch it. It was fantastic. And they also had a showcase which featured her movie and a bunch of other student movies from this semester that I went and attended, and I watched all these really cool films. And one of these films featured, what was the film called again?
So one of the movies called Baby Teeth by one of my friends, Lula Bell. Amazing movie, amazing visuals, super glorious. It's about a daughter who is going to her father's Zoom funeral during the COVID times. Mm-hmm. Amazing, well done, which contains one of the next songs that's going to play soon called Swedish Water.
Yes, I listened to the song like while watching that movie, and it's such a good song, and the film was really, really great as well. But yeah, so here is our last song, and the next show after this last song that I'll be playing is going to be with our very own DJ Medi called the Wham Bam East Van, so stay tuned for that. This is Swedish Water.
Of exemplary conduct of virtue. Ah, but you are, aren't you? Just look in those eyes. You've lived 1,000 lives before mine. I can't draw you from memory. I can write this shit when I'm feeling so heavy. Bon anniversaire to me again. Another year at the desk. I'm not sure how many I've got left. The Swedish woman moved just like you. You'd understand if you'd seen it too. How the Swedish woman moved just like you. Ooh.
we're in touch. Everything you say is just not good enough. There's no lesson to be learned here. Just don't treat me like an old friend when you return here. Just lie on my chest again. Speak softly in my ear. Wherever you find your feet to be, I will love you there.
The Swedish water moved just like you. You'd understand if you'd seen it too. How the Swedish water moved just like you. Just like you, you'd understand it.